As Steve said, I'm Yvonne Hamby, and I'm the project director for the Region 8 Infertility Prevention Project that's based in Denver. And I'm going to describe a little bit about the regional role in promoting and supporting Stop Chlamydia project activities, and just sort of talk a little bit about what Region 8 has done. But I have to say, at the get-go, it's really, I think more of the collaboration and partnership really has happened at the state and local level in Region 8, and it's filtered up to the regional level versus the other way around. In my presentation, I'm going to cover four main areas. Just do a little bit of description around the Region 8 Infertility Prevention Project. I won't go in depth because Steve gave a really great overview of the National Infertility Prevention Project, as well as looking at Region 8 American Indian Alaska Native screening activities, collaborations, current and past collaborations with Indian Health Service, and then the future direction of other additional ways that we can collaborate both at the regional level as well as the state and local level. So the Region 8 Infertility Prevention Project, as Steve said, was formed in 1992, and after the demonstration project in Region 10, we were the second wave, along with Region 3 and Region 7, of regions that came together to ensure the continuous implementation of the goals of the national IPP project. And as you said, we are comprised of the Rocky Mountain states, which is Colorado, Montana, North Dakota, South Dakota, Utah, and Wyoming. And in accordance with the national IPP project, our main partners are the Family Planning Program, STD, and State Lab in Region 8, as well as IHS. And historically, I think from the very beginning of the project in Region 8, IHS was there and present in discussions with forming the focus of the Region 8 project. The committee meets typically twice a year, as Steve said, and in Region 8, one of our main focus is including priority setting for where do we want to move resources as our resources have gotten smaller over the years, and really looking at where is our primary focus for reaching women and men now at risk for chlamydia infection, establishing regional screening and treatment guidelines, as well as bringing together our surveillance and epidemiological data that we collect through the regional project. So our overall goal of the Region 8 IPP project, instead of chlamydia, it's sort of carried over historically, is to assess and reduce the prevalence of chlamydia and associated complications. Historically, it's been in family planning and STD clinic populations, although we're looking at what other populations we need to be reaching out to screen and treat. Through outreach, education, screening, treatment, and follow-up. And while our specific objectives may vary from state to state, our overall objectives are maintaining a regional data collection system, evaluate and update regional screening criteria, expand services, improve services such as screening, treatment, and follow-up to positive chlamydia results, and reduce test, treatment, and laboratory costs for all of our partners in Region 8. And JSI's role is really to administer the project, bring together the regional group, and maintain the regional database so that we can share data with our partners both within Region 8 and outside of Region 8. So some of, just to kind of give a picture of what Indian Country looks like within Region 8, Public Health Service Region 8 spans five Indian Health Service areas. We cover the Aberdeen office area, which is North Dakota and South Dakota, the Billings area office, which serves Montana and Wyoming, the Phoenix area office, which serves Utah, as well as the Navajo area office, which serves part of Utah, and the Albuquerque area office, which services Colorado. So as you can see, it can be a little overwhelming if you're just starting to try to see where you match up and where you might have partners that you can reach out to, since regional groupings can differ quite a bit from IHS groupings, and there's overlap with other regions as well as within your region. But once you get the lay of the land, I think it's easy, and I think Lori and Scott both would be are great resources to see once you've identified a particular area that you could reach out to. Who are some specific people that you could contact and have discussions with? So this is a snapshot of some of the screening activities that happened within Indian Country and Region 8 in 2006. We had 25 participating sites altogether. 24 of those were IHS or tribal facilities, and then we had one urban Indian clinic. Overall, we had just over 13,000 chlamydia specimens that we collected through our regional data system. And as you can see, Montana is the leader in that in terms of the number of chlamydia tests that we were able to capture through our regional system, as well as having the most sites that we're able to capture in the regional data system at 8 sites. And all of Montana, North Dakota, South Dakota, Wyoming, and Utah are all either IHS or tribal facilities that we're capturing chlamydia screening data. And then Colorado represents our one urban Indian site. And we actually have a total of 8 urban Indian sites in Region 8 that I think will be one of our focus in our upcoming proposal to try to reach out and get those on board. But I will say that this doesn't mean that this is all of the chlamydia screening that's going on in Indian Country in Region 8. This is just what we're able to capture at this moment in time with our regional IPP data system. And I would say also, as you can see, screening in Indian Country or IHS tribal sites comprise 10% of all the screening that happens in Region 8. And that's the third, that represents the third highest screening venue in Region 8 following family planning and STD clinics. But even with that, we still have missed opportunities, such as the urban Indian clinics that we haven't reached out to at this point in time. And over time, the picture has changed with the screening or the data that we're able to capture through the regional data system because of programmatic changes with particular sites that they've moved to private labs. And so that's another goal that we have, is to reach out again to those sites and try to capture their data with partnerships with the individual clinics as well as the private labs. And this just, I won't go really heavy into data because Scott and Steve gave a really great snapshot of what the burden of chlamydia is in Indian Country. But this is just to show from 99 to 2006, what the trend line has looked like in Region 8 for all women tested in Indian Health Service clinics over this time period. And it closely matches and is actually, the burden is higher in this group of women than in our traditional partners of STD and family planning clinics. So Region 8 mirrors what's happening nationally. And overall, the chlamydia positivity among women less than 30 years old ranges from 5.5% to 18.6%. In this age group in American Indian Alaska Native women. And the sharp increase in 2003, we had three, is partly accounted for because we had three sites or three of our public health labs shifted to amplify testing during that time frame, which brought on all of our programs in Region 8 using amplify testing. So where have we been, and where do we go from go where do we go now, and trying to partner with IHS as well as local, state and local partners in Indian Country. Historically, we've always had representation at our regional IPP meetings from IHS headquarters, and we have had in the past representatives from our like Aberdeen Indian Health Office as well as our Billings, and that's something that I think we would like to reestablish, to have more of that local voice at the regional table as well. I had the opportunity to join in a joint STD site visit to five reservations in Montana several years ago to help provide information around the Infertility Prevention Project in Region 8. That was a great opportunity to be able to get out into the field and see firsthand what's going on. And it was a great opportunity for me to learn more about Indian Country and how we could reach out and better serve American Indian, Alaska Native populations. We had one of our two meetings per year. We had about 4 years ago, we had a solely IHS or American Indian, Alaska Native focus at our Region 8 IPP meeting. And that was probably one of our best meetings we've ever had, and people actually still talk about it at our regional advisory committee. And we had great representation from headquarters. We had somebody from the Urban Indian Health Institute. We had local from various service area offices in Indian Country, as well as local providers from various reservations across Region 8 come and speak, and and we would like to continue that and try to have a focus, you know, on a regular basis around that. And then obviously routine data collection of American Indian, Alaska Native specific data. And again, historically this has been easy as long as sites are using our state or county labs, because that's how we capture most of our data in Region 8, is through that mechanism, through the lab information management systems. So obviously when a site shifts their testing to a private lab, we need to make more of an effort moving forward to not lose that data as part of our system. So future directions that Region 8 would like to maintain or aspire to is to continue representation at regional meetings, both from headquarters as well as I said, our various service area offices, and have more local representation at the table. Increased visibility and awareness of American Indian, Alaska Native priorities in Region 8. And I think doing that by ensuring, you know, having a IHS-focused IPP meeting on a regular basis to keep those issues that can be specific or can be more prominent in Indian Country on the table in Region 8, and see where we can develop collaborations and partnerships, and expand overall project participation. As I said, we would like to reach out to the other urban Indian clinics that are in Region 8 that we haven't historically been partnering with to capture their data, and also bring back on board the other IHS and tribal facilities that we have lost due to private labs processing their specimens. And then partnering with the IHS National STD program for IPP-related activities within Region 8 sites. If there's information that we can help provide and share, like our Region 8 service guidelines, what our screening criteria are, and making sure that American Indian, Alaska Native clinics are part of the discussions and in the forefront of our committee's minds when we're looking at our regional priorities, and helping those sites target their resources better, just like we're doing with our family planning partners, helping make sure that we're using the limited resources we have in the best possible way to reach the most at-risk women and men. And again, I want to say it's really the partnerships and the great work that happens in Region 8 and in Indian Country is not necessarily at the region. It's really at the state and local level where there have been really great innovative projects such as male screening and firefighter physicals, male screening and physical sports physicals in one project area specifically focused on American Indian, Alaska Native, male youth, and screening projects in tribal jails in our region. So I think the kudos really go to them. I'll hand it over to you. Sorry.
Thank you.